Well, I ended up with 3 headaches out of the testing deal, but that was a small price to pay for all the peace of mind it brought. Alfred looked into the empty carton and grinned.
The ice cream's all gone, Hanky.
I burped, belched that is, and listened to a certain creaking noise in my stomach. You'd have thought that I'd just eaten a squeaky gate or something, the way it sounded. And I did notice a certain fullness about my midsection. Felt like I'd just swallowed an inner tube and a squeaky gate and half a sack of dog food and 3 bales of hay. Boy, I was one full dog. Alfred crossed the kitchen and went out into the utility room. Naturally, I followed. Had a little trouble walking, to tell you the truth, but I'm no quitter. I forced my legs to carry the load, and they did the job. But I was kind of glad I didn't have to walk very far. I supposed that we were going back outside, but he stopped in front of his ma's washer and dryer.
Hanky, do you want to go for a ride in a wheel spaceship?
Ride in a spaceship? Well, not really. Ordinarily, I thrive on adventure, but I had just done quite a bit of thriving on strawberry ice cream and... spaceship, huh? I hadn't realized that Sally Mae owned one. I ran my eyes and across the utility room and didn't see anything that resembled a spaceship. On the other hand, there might have been a few things I didn't know about spaceships, such as what one might look like. But as far as me making a trip into space right then, well, I had quite a bit of work lined up for the afternoon, and the thought had occurred to me that a nap might fit in there somewhere. I mean, all that lab work and testing and stuff had left me feeling kind of full and drowsy. And come to think about it, I wasn't exactly sure where space was or how long it would take to go there. I had never been to space. Maybe we could ride the spaceship another time. Alfred opened the door, hatch, whatever, of the clothes dryer and pointed inside.
Hanky, this is my X-Wing Fido. It's a wheel spaceship, and it can fly off to the stars.
No kidding. I peered inside. It looked very muchly like a clothes dryer to me, but again, I was no expert on space stuff. I had my hands full trying to run a ranch on planet Earth. The boy grabbed me around the chest and lifted me off the ground and tried to poke me into the cabin of the X-Wing fighter. I resisted this opportunity. I mean, let's face it. This kid had been known to pull pranks, and more than once, I had been the victim. On the whole, little Alfred was a good boy, but he did have an ornery streak, and my trust of his motives did have its limits. In other words, I wasn't interested in being sent off alone into space in his X-Wing fighter. Now, if he'd offered to go along and drive the thing, well, that might have been different. But as far as me flying off into space by myself, no. I guess he figured that out, because after trying several times to poke my back legs into the cockpit, he gave up and set me back on the floor. He pressed his lips together and frowned at me.
Hanky, what's wrong with you? Don't you want a ride in my spaceship?
I thumped my tail on the floor and, belched again. Sure was full of strawberry ice cream, and avoided the focus of his eyes. I hated to disappoint the kid, but this just wasn't the time for...
Okay, Hanky, I'll get in first. Then you can join me.
Well, maybe and maybe not. We just have to take this deal one step at a time, but his offering to go in first was definitely the first step. Sure enough, he climbed into the cockpit and settled himself into the... Well, there really wasn't a seat in the thing, just a round something or other made of metal. Looked kind of uncomfortable to me, but he settled into it and didn't seem to mind. Then he took the... I guess it was a steering wheel, although I couldn't really see it very well. He took the steering wheel in both hands, and I'll be darned if that spaceship didn't make a roaring sound. You know, motors or jet engines, rockets, whatever you call those things. At first, I thought Alfred was making the sound. He's pretty good at making loud noises, you know, but then I wasn't so sure. By George, it sounded pretty real to me, so maybe that thing was an X-Wing fighter after all. I couldn't imagine why Sally Mae had bought a spaceship and installed it in her utility room, but you never know. Maybe it was one of those new models that served as a spaceship part of the time and as a clothes dryer part of the time. The boy did a 15-second burn on his engines and then shut them off.
Come on, Hanky, get in, and let's go for a ride.
Well, why not? I coiled my legs under me and hopped up into the cockpit and took my place in the co-pilot's seat. Alfred took the controls again, fired his engines, and away we went at a high rate of speed. After a bit, Captain Alfred came on the radio.
Captain Alfred to Hanky, approaching planet Venus.
I glanced out the pothole, porthole, I guess it was, gazed out the porthole, and sure enough, there was planet Venus passing before our very eyes.
Captain Alfred to Hanky, approaching planet Oklahoma.
By George, there it was. Planet Oklahoma in all its splendor.
Captain Alfred to Hanky, I'm fixing to weave the ship and make a spacewalk. You drive now.
Roger, Captain. I took over command of the ship, did a quick scan of the instrument panel just to be sure that all systems were up and functioning. Everything checked out. While I was absorbed in the instrument check and making double sure that we didn't fly too close to planet Oklahoma, Captain Alfred slipped into his spacesuit and began his spacewalk maneuver. He exited the ship through the pothole and slammed the hatch. All at once, it was pretty dark in there. Captain Alfred grinned at me through the pothole window and waved. Then I seemed to hear him climbing on top of the ship. Maybe he was checking for leaks or something, or maybe... Huh? Fellers, something was happening to the ship. Mayday, mayday, red alert, code 3, DEFCON 5, yikes! All at once, I lost control of the ship. My controls went dead, my instruments blanked out. The ship went into a deadly spiral dive, and holy smokes, I was tumbling around and around and around, and around and around, and bumping my head. The cabin temperature was rising, and I caught the scent of heated metal. We had a fire in the cockpit. We were falling out of control. I was tumbling and flying around and getting beat to smithereens. I don't know how I did it, but at the very last moment, I pulled her out of that deadly spiral dive and executed a smooth landing. Next thing I knew, little Alfred had opened the hatch and was pulling me out of the burning cockpit. Just in time, too. I mean, the smoke and flames had just about gotten me. He pulled me out of the burning wreckage. Boy, what a crash. And let me tell you, he looked scared. I could understand that. It had been a pretty rough ride for both of us, but even tougher for him than for me. At least, I'd been inside the cockpit. That poor kid had been up on top of the ship. We were just lucky we didn't lose him. At that point, he said something that I didn't understand. He said,
"Sorry, Hanky. I wondered what that button would do."
Button? Didn't make any sense to me. The kid must have been scared out of his wits, didn't know what he was saying. Well, you can't believe how glad I was to plant my paws back on good old planet Earth. It would be a long time before I ever climbed into another one of those spaceships. I checked my body for damage. No busted bones, no blood, no serious cuts, just a lot of bruises that didn't show. In other words, I had somehow managed to walk away, but I did feel dizzy and noticed a certain queasy feeling in my stomach. All that tumbling around and around and around, and walking straight seemed out of the question as I staggered across the floor, feeling dizzy and more than slightly queasy in the stomach. All at once, I thought of strawberry ice cream and wished I hadn't. If a guy knew for sure that he was going to crash a spaceship, the last thing in the world he'd want to eat would be strawberry. You know, I was feeling kind of sick. Of course, even your most experienced pilots get a touch of... Boy, I was feeling lousy and dizzy. Ran into the trash can, bounced off the kitchen cabinet, and just the thought of strawberry ice cream made me want to... Uh-oh. In spite of injuries and dizziness, I managed to stagger through the kitchen and into the living room. I needed to go outside, is what I really needed, but the door... And there wasn't time anyway, so I found this nice little spot behind Sally Mae's couch. It was quiet, isolated, dark. I guessed that nobody had ever visited that deserted piece of carpet, and probably nobody ever would. Hence, nobody would ever know. I felt much better now. Most of the dizziness and so forth had vanished, and I made my way around the front of the couch and headed for the back door. But as I passed the front of the couch, a long, bony hand reached out and grabbed me, and a mysterious voice said,
"What are you